to week two of Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Gailey. I am in a hat. I am joined by my co-host and gorgeous counterpart, also in a hat, from Extra Points, which she has been gifted, which I have not been gifted, Megan Connolly.
Hello, Megan. Yeah, they like me better. So I got a hat, which it's really weird because you live in LA.
Yeah.
Extra Points is in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Your hat did not arrive.
No,
I live in Florida. And had arrived.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those, like, you know, when you get the adopted child, you really shower them in gifts, and your own kid, you're like, come on, you know we like you. All right, we got to make this kid feel special. That's definitely not what they tell people to do. I've seen maybe one show where they did that. Megan and I did record a intro, but then she thought her house was being broken into and realized she wasn't recording. So we're re-recording, which is a good catch because I have recorded whole podcasts before that were not recorded. And that is a painful one.
So you got to redo the whole thing?
Well, it was unfortunately with a, I'm going to say a C-list celebrity. And they said no.
Wow.
They didn't even say no. They just, it was my husband. He forgot to hit record. And then it was his friend. And so he was like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. Can you come back on? And they just didn't respond, which is correct.
Yeah. I like to think I would be the person who re-records. But I think maybe when you hit that C list, that's when you stop replying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would give sort of credits of what they had just done, but I think it would give it away. But like, they had been at the Academy Awards that week, so you're not going to double record a podcast on Oscars week, you know?
No, one and done for that week.
Oh yeah, you lose. I am wearing my little Colts hat, though, my little horseshoe.
Yes,
and
it's a good week because I think that win on Sunday warrants you wearing.
Oh, it was a messy win. It was a sloppy win. I only watched one quarter and a half of it on my TV and then was watching the rest of it on my phone because I was so stressed out. But I have this negativity crystal that I tricked myself into buying, and I was rubbing it all Sunday during the game. And I actually just got bad professional news too, so I'm rubbing it right now. And I think that it's... I don't know if I have to imagine I'm the only Colts fan that is seeking out crystal work, but I think it's working.
Yeah, Indianapolis doesn't really strike me as the crystal, the crystal capital of the world.
If you have a crystal in Indianapolis, they are hanging you as a witch, for sure. For sure.
But it worked. I think you have to keep the crystal with you until it doesn't work.
Yeah, but then it's a negativity crystal. So it's like if I get rid of it, then am I just succumbing to my own negativity?
See, I don't really know how crystals work. I'm not into them.
Neither do I.
But I know a lot of people on Instagram are very into them, and I see them in the stories all the time. And I kind of wish that I was, because if a crystal could make all my problems go away, I mean, I would have a lot of them, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have friends that have them in their bras at all times. I know lots of tarot card readers. It is something that I would like to, like last week I was like, I'm going to get into knitting. I've done not one more thing to get into it, except tweet that I was going to get into it. So it honestly feels maybe kind of like a hobby where it's like you just spend money and then collect pretty colored things. And I think that's a hobby that I could get into.
Yeah. Well, your crystal doesn't, it looks more like marble. Like when
it's
I
black.
Think of crystal, I think of like rigid edges and sparkly and the shiny ones. I'm not into the tarot card reading, the crystals, and the zodiac signs are something I really missed. Like, I know what my zodiac sign is, but I don't know any idea about, like, those moons and all of the stuff going on. I kind of wish I was more passionate about it, but, you know,
it's really,
here we are.
You know, I went to, like, a burning circle once on a full moon when I first moved to LA, and it really did strike me. I was in a very low place, and I got a tarot card reading that was so accurate and frightening that I do love getting them, and sometimes they can be very illuminating. So I don't know how to do it. I've been wanting a tarot card deck forever, and people are like, someone has to give it to you. You can't buy it for yourself. And so I've told all of my friends that I want one and have yet to be given one. So it's just,
you have bad friends.
I just really want to get into it, but I think everyone's like, no, bitch, that's not going to be for you. But when is your birthday?
July 21st.
Okay. So what does that make you?
I am on the cusp of Cancer in Leo, but I identify as a Leo. Am I allowed to do that? I just made up my own rules. I decided I like Leo better, so that's what I want to be.
I'm the last day of Aquarius going into Pisces, and I definitely do have some Aquarius tendencies, but I definitely don't have them. So I think if you're a cusper, what they would tell you in a reading is that you are correct, is that you, and you're like moon and your sun, all of that matters too.
Wow. I hope people who like sports are still listening.
Oh, they're gone. They're fully gone. They're fully, fully gone.
They're okay, like, okay.
Next topic are periods. No, we're gonna get back on track. The Colts have won. But the issue with the Colts is the Tennessee Titans keep winning. So it's like there's only so much the Colts can do. Now the Tennessee Titans, I keep saying we, like I'm on the team. I do feel like I'm on the team. The Colts and the Tennessee Titans play this weekend. That's a big game. That's a big game because that would very much level the playing field.
And the Tennessee Titans are weird because I underestimated them. I didn't think they were that good. And then they beat the Chiefs. And I'm like, but I think there's something with that because that win over the Chiefs, that's not the real Chiefs. That's not like the big bad Chiefs of the past 4 years that we've come to know. This is a new brand of Chiefs football. And it's not a good brand if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan because it used to just be able to be blamed on the defense. Oh, the defense is bad, but poor Mahomes. No, this offense looks absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And they used to just be truly NFL blitz. You know, it was a video game. Travis Kelce can do things. Mahomes can do things. Now, I have a good friend. I am going to credit her because I think that there is some validity to this. My dear friend, Sarah Tiana, very, very funny. Also a sports gal. Her name is not Sarah. I mean, her name is not Megan, so she's not a part of this, but a part of both of our hearts. She has a theory that when a player becomes a father for the first time, it does end up impacting, you know, how much attention. And even if it's one of those things, even if they're going to be a bad dad, you know, like, I'm not changing any diapers. I'm not looking at the baby when I'm in season, which I don't think our, you know, Ketchup King is doing. It still has to subconsciously impact them. Now, I think Mahomes is probably a semi-hands-on dad, that it's like, could it be lack of sleep? Could it be division of attention? Could it just be the factors of maybe football isn't the one and only important thing in his life at this very moment, and that's why there's been a drop-off.
So I like this theory because I've thought a lot about it, but I've actually thought the opposite. I thought that when you became a father, suddenly you develop this strength that you need to provide for your family. This is about more than just me. It's no longer me just playing this game. It's about me providing for everybody. But I like this theory because I've never researched it. So when you told me this about Patrick Mahomes, the first thing I think of, well, Brady had, you know, he hasn't had many down years, but he did have that year where he got hurt. Was that the year he became a father? And so I went to go look it up, and I'm still doing that right now. Personal life. Brady, oh God. His Wikipedia page is quite long. This could be a novel in itself.
Well, remember, because he had that baby with Bridget Moynihan. That's not
he
his,
did.
You know? I don't, and I'm going to guess that one did not affect his play. I don't think he was very present for that baby's life.
But I mean, it would be something to research, like, okay, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to be bad forever. And maybe Brady did have that year where he got injured. I don't know if it's related to the dad or not. I'm struggling to find on his Wikipedia page when he became a father. But let's research the first year that everyone became a father and what their numbers looked like. I think we could have a case study.
And there is kind of an argument as someone, I'm pregnant, and it's like, oh, wow, if we did this research and we see guys whose play didn't go down, then I'm like, well, you're a shitty dad. Like, that's like that. And I know that that's not valid, but I'm like, are you doing nothing at home? Like, do you have a night nurse? Is your mother-in-law there? Like, I want to know, I do kind of like want to know the setup. What's her name? Brittany Mahomes?
Brittany Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be Mahomes.
They're not married yet, which is totally fine. I didn't want there to be any air of judgment in that at all. So it's like, I'd like to know the child care around the clock. What's going on? Give me a peek into the Mahomes, Brittany, just sort of chore wheel.
Well, she does work out a lot. She's a big, I think she has that business. She's in great shape.
Back in a way that's like, come on, bitch. Why you gotta put those pictures up?
She had a baby less than a year ago, and she looks phenomenal.
Yeah, she just got that skinny look. She's like one of those girls that has abs, but like wasn't in the Olympics, and then you're like, well, then what's going on here?
How does she get abs like that?
She's got that long blonde hair. Whenever a man just loves long blonde hair, I'm sorry, I know you're a blonde, it's like, what a fucking idiot. it just seems like, you know, it's like, why don't you go fuck a mop for damn sake?
Not yeah, you. I know. At you're least chic. I mine is you're short.
Yeah, but you used to be long, but you also have a pretty face. You know, this is...
Now you're just making up for it. You're like, I just 100%. Shat all over blondes. But hey, 100%. Hey, look, no, you're pretty. It's fine. It's
100%.
1,000%. This is almost our first podcast fight.
But the thing is, I don't want to fight. I just want to be mad that I didn't get to marry an NFL player. That's all it is. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So Patrick Mahomes, is he struggling because he's struggling and trying to do too much? Or is he struggling because he's a father?
Well, I mean, maybe he's trying to do too much. Just he's spread too thin in his life. And I do think it's really hard. And this was a team that was like kind of determined to be a dynasty before they won anything beyond one. And in the NFL, it's so hard. It's just very, very difficult to repeat in that way. And it obviously makes what Brady did in New England and what it seems like could be possible in Tampa Bay that much more impressive. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to take away from the Chiefs because I do enjoy them, and I love Travis Kelce, and I think the organization as a whole is one to, like, feel good about, but they're struggling right now.
Yeah, I struggle to completely hit the panic button when it comes to Mahomes, just because he can change your mind so quickly. Like, throughout that entire game, until it got to, like, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I was like, he's coming back. Because yeah, he always does. Right. So I think that he's the guy who can flip the switch faster than anybody else. It's clear they're struggling, and I'm not going to say, like, oh, they're fine, they have nothing to worry about. Like, they got a lot to worry about. I mean, I do think, like, we joke about doing too much with being at home and being a father, but on the field, I really think he's trying to make up for everybody else's mistakes. Like, there was that one fourth quarter run that he had where he ended up fumbling the ball. He easily could have just slid once he got the first down, but instead he's trying to do much and gain more yards because I think his offensive line, they invested a lot there and it's still not very good.
No, so I think he's just putting it on. And he stinks too. I'm like, get this, send him back. Return him where he came from. And he's not vaxxed. And it's like, get out of here, dog. Oh, boy. Where I do take issue with it is on a personal level. Because Patrick Mahomes is my fantasy quarterback. And I gotta be honest, I was feeling, you know, I tweeted on Saturday night that I puked on my own floor.
Oh, it was a pregnancy puke.
It was a pregnancy puke. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not drunk puke.
No, right now. I know, but you've had a lot of different puking incidents. Like the braces being tightened, the engagement alcohol/bliss. I was wondering actually what the puke was. And I was going to make fun of you on Twitter, but then I was like, oh, she's probably a pregnancy puke. And if I make fun of her, then I'll throw up my entire pregnancy.
Yeah, it was a pregnancy puke. And then I stepped in dog shit. And then I did one fun show. And so I said, this is even Stevens. And then someone said, how's your fantasy team looking? And my fantasy team, I had a 72% chance to win. I was feeling good. I was, ooh, I was coasting in. And I'm like, this is something to feel good about, even if the Colts can't bring it home. And then this is what happens. If the Colts win, my fantasy team loses.
Always. Without that fail. Happened last week, too.
Without fail.
So Patrick Mahomes completely fucked you.
Oh, yes, with no Vaseline. And it was a tough one. And Baker was my backup, who I had to obviously let go. And so I picked up Carson Wentz, and I would have won. I would have won if I'd started Carson Wentz. Mm, can you believe it? I can't even, the sentence doesn't even make sense.
It really doesn't. But, I mean, if you have Mahomes and Wentz on your roster, you're starting Mahomes every single time. I mean, the fact that you have to question this week whether you're going to start Mahomes or not, like that's stressful.
Yes. And I'm like, this will be, and listen, he's been amazing for me. It was just like, I mean, I'm sure I feel how Andy Reid feels, like, damn, you really shit the bed. Like, and he's hurt. And it was interesting that he passed concussion protocol, but they were still like, nah, dog, you gotta sit down. Like, I don't know if that happens that often. Because he did look, you know, there's sometimes a look in an eye where you're like, whoa, I don't think he knows. He's gonna see the tomahawk chop and think that he's damn Christopher Columbus. Like, he does not know what's going on right now.
I mean, I don't want to make fun of concussions. He did get drilled, and it's not funny. But if suddenly after he got hit and then he went to his press conference and had a normal voice, everyone would be like, what? Like, what is going on with him?
No, and poor Mahomes. I watched his press conference, and he says true, and not even like scripted all the right things. Like, he just does seem like a good human being. And so it is, and he's just so exciting that it is kind of a bummer to see him have this, like, that they figured out his kryptonite to some extent.
He's just so athletic, and he does such crazy things with the way he throws the football. I'm not buying the narrative, like, oh, everyone figured out Patrick Mahomes. Like, no. I believe he's going to get back on track in the next couple weeks here. And we will all laugh at the time that we thought Mahomes' career was over.
Okay, so I guess I'll continue to start him. Now, I do have an outline of what we're going to talk about in front of me. So I do believe that your fantasy team had a better week than mine did.
My fantasy team had a great week.
Wow.
And I was playing one of those opponents that had a lot of people on the bye, so it just wasn't even nice. Fair. And nice. They did a bad job roster managing. But I started the Bucs defense, which has been very good throughout the season, but was the absolute best on Sunday. And it really was a highlight of the week, because during the Sunday slate, all the games were blowouts. Yeah. They were all blowouts. It was a very boring day of watching football. But one of the things that was exciting was that Tampa kept beating up on the Bears, which was tough to watch because I really, really do like Justin Fields, and it was just sad for him and sad for the Bears. But it was great for me because I had the Bucs defense, and it was turnover after turnover after turnover, and I completely dominated my opponent because of it.
And now Bears head coach has COVID.
I think it's great timing for him to have that. If there is a time to have COVID, this is it.
This is like the first. And COVID ain't no joke. And I think he's vaccinated. I don't think there's any head coach that's not vaccinated. And so I'm fingers crossed that he will be fine and that everyone around him will be fine. I don't know if there has been someone who got COVID at a better time.
He needs to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that would make it better is if he had a story like Cliff Kingsbury, where he got COVID and then was able to, like, Skype with his team and his team, like, won for him. Like, if the Bears suddenly turned this into a win for Nagy. But I don't think so, because I think they all want him fired. So this is perfect for Matt Nagy.
I think the Bears players are like, oh, no, our Wi-Fi is out. I think he is not Skyping in. I bet the assistants are like, you know what? You should just really isolate. You should really, no TV. Don't get on Twitter. For sure don't. That makes you sicker. And just, close your laptop. We got it. plotting.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is, I mean, Nagy is probably going to be the first coach fired because, well, Gruden, I guess, technically resigned. So Nagy will be the first coach fired. And COVID, I mean, he'll look back and say maybe COVID extended his career for a week.
Yeah, because you can't fire someone while they have COVID. Because then I think they've got a labor dispute on their hands, you know?
Definitely.
Is it Nagy? Is that Nagy. How you say it? That's a tough last name.
Sometimes I feel like people say Nagy. Nagy, Nagy.
Well, and I think that may just be sort of a Chicago nasal accent thing. Okay, so I missed the Manning cast last night.
Which is shocking because you love the Mannings more than anybody.
Yeah, I do. There's a very strange piece of, I'm going to say artwork in quotes, that hangs in my parents' basement that is Archie, Peyton, and Eli's faces coming out of the clouds. And then also coming out of the clouds beneath it, legends, the word legends over a football field. And that hangs in my family home.
So it's all the Mannings.
I don't know where this thing came from. I think someone gave it to us. No, it is not all the Mannings. We do not give a fuck about Eli. But what are you going to do? Put a dang X over him? Poor Cupper. He can't even get on there. It's mostly, I would say it's 99% Peyton and then maybe 1% Archie.
Okay.
Because he's like an old man.
Wow. I didn't realize this from your family. Yeah. Garage sale, you think? Gift?
I think it was a gift. I think it was a gift.
Gad gift?
And people now that I'm pregnant are like, Peyton? You know, are you going to name the baby Peyton? It's like, I will not be naming the baby Peyton. But I did get engaged in front of a mural of Reggie Miller. And so people are guessing Reggie too.
I think both are solid names, Peyton and Reggie. And I wouldn't judge you for either.
Oh, no, I love the name Reginald, and in Indy, you got Reggie Wayne, Reggie Miller, two Reggies, and my mom's caterer, Reggie, so that's actually three amazing Reggies from Indy, and
your mom's caterer is my favorite.
he makes incredible sandwiches. The baby will have a middle name that is named after a Pacers player, but it is not Reggie.
But we really need to congratulate you here on the pregnancy. This is very exciting news. Megan is going to be a mom. So thanks. Everyone tweet her, congratulate her. This is big.
It's big. It's a big time. And it's a boy. So it's going to be this room I'm sitting in right now. This is my office. This will be the nursery. I'm giving it up. Gave up my body, giving up my office. What is my husband giving up? 70 pairs of sneakers.
70 pairs of sneakers, and you have to give up a whole room and your entire body.
Yeah, but
wow,
he's getting rid of a few Kyries, so
he'll be selling them on the dark market.
He's selling them on eBay, yeah. And I'm like, give me all the money. Give them all to me so I can buy more crystals that I don't understand. Okay, so you did the homework for us, and now I'm going to copy off your paper in podcast terms. You've let me know the guests they had on, and instead of me trying to find clips of them, I thought it might be fun for me and try to guess what the two Manning bros and their guests talked about.
Yeah, they had quite the lineup last night. I mean, okay. It was star-studded. I saw the graphic tweeted out, and I was like, wow, this is going to be great. I was shocked that you missed it, but that's okay because this allows for us to play a game. Have you seen any of the pictures or any of the clips?
So I have seen a picture and a brief clip of Marshawn Lynch because it was making the rounds, but that is all. That is all.
Okay. Yeah, Marshawn Lynch was the star-studded guest. Yes. Okay, so it started, and Peyton was wearing. Do you know what Peyton was wearing? Do we want to know?
He was wearing a jersey, and I think it was an Ole Miss jersey. So I'm guessing he lost a bet to Eli.
Yeah, he lost a bet to Eli. Had to wear the Ole Miss jersey for the first half, and it was a youth medium. So he really
he filled it out pretty well. Did Ole Miss beat Tennessee?
Or was they did.
It? Okay, all right. So that makes sense. Classic brother, rivalry there.
Okay, so let's just get started with Marshawn Lynch. And part of our game is going to be Megan guesses what these guests said and provides a verbatim. Well, it doesn't really have to be verbatim, but provides a Manning quote since she is the Manning expert on what they said. So Marshawn Lynch, what did he talk about?
Skittles?
There was some Skittles talk.
There was Skittles talk. Okay. Skittles, he looked very laid back. Which I love Marshawn. I have truly a soft spot. Now I'm like, do we name the baby Marshawn? I'm going to say Skittles, and I'm going to say, I saw a Miss Pac-Man behind him. Or maybe it was a regular Pac-Man, but did they talk about what other like sort of video games he has in his house?
They didn't really hit on that, but probably the go home. It was literally actually the go home line for Marshawn Lynch was he dropped an F-bomb on the air.
Great.
Yeah, it was.
Did they bleep it or was it not?
No,
not
it aired. Just yeah,
there was a 7-second delay even when it's live.
It was ESPN2, so that's like kind of like the bad boys of ESPN.
You're like, fuck? Okay.
They kind of let things slide there. That's like when, like in the Mets documentary that our boss Sal produced, the ESPN2 one had the risque content, and then the ESPN one.
I do remember. Okay, yes. And you know what? They did that for The Last Dance too. They were like, This is the PG-13 version on ESPN. Okay, great. So this is good to remember though. ESPN2, if you want to get naughty.
Yeah, okay. He did drop an F-bomb. It was the Seahawks were just going to take a knee and end the quarter. And then they snapped it back and he literally on air said, "What the fuck?"
I love him.
But then they came back from break and this always confuses me. They come back and Peyton's like, "We just want to apologize to everybody for the language." Oh, like, God. What? Is there anyone sitting at home mad that Marshawn Lynch dropped an F-bomb?
No. And I hope that's the producers making them do that and not Peyton. Because I could see Peyton being like, I'm supposed to love Christ. I should probably say this. But I hope that was like the network calling them.
Yes. Also, Marshawn Lynch takes a shot of Hennessy every day. At least one.
Insane.
And yesterday he said that he took 3. 1 for Peyton, 1 for Eli, and 1 for himself.
That is a nice friend. Wow. Okay. That's cute. He's truly the gift that keeps on giving. Why don't we ever rumor that he's going to run for president? I think he'd be amazing.
I think he would too. He's hilarious. I mean, give him a mic and I'm listening. Must watch TV. There was one other topic that I wanted to see if you remembered. Do you recall a time against the Saints where Peyton ran for 33 yards?
I think I do. Peyton's very slow and runs. His legs are moving and then his upper body is not moving at all. Like very stiff. Da, 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 da. And he would always say, speed kills. And so I do feel like I remember that to some extent. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because they showed the old highlights of it, and I just had to write it down because I was like, Megan is definitely going to remember this. They called it back. It was a fake spike. Peyton ran down to end the half. The referees called it back, and Marshawn Lynch, what was his response to the referees calling it back?
Bullshit.
He said, the refs are haters.
That's right. They are. That's they right.
Are. Thank you, our Marshawn. Next guest on the Manning cast was the one, the only, Tom Brady.
Oh, boy. Okay, wow. That's a get.
Big get. So do you want to start by guessing any lines that one of the Mannings said?
I'm guessing Eli made fun of beating him twice.
And there wasn't a lot of that, no.
Wow. I wonder if Tom was like, no. And I'm guessing for my own personal hope is that Peyton asked if Vladimir Putin did in fact take one of Robert Kraft's Super Bowl rings.
That wasn't brought up either.
Damn it! No!
But there was a lot of nice back and forth between Peyton and Tom. I thought it was like, oh, it was
cute. I think they love each other.
Tom was less robot-y than he ever is.
I wonder that if that's good. Peyton bringing it out of him, because, you know, he went to Peyton's Hall of Fame induction and everybody like was like, oh, my God, I guess that means they're really friends. It could just mean that there's like a massive amount of mutual respect. And maybe Tom wanted to be there to be like, look, the goat is actually here, you know, like to rub it in his face. But I do think they're sort of like, what is it? Like the tide lifts all ships. Like I think their careers did really piggyback each other in like in a way that they enjoy.
Yeah, there was a lot of making fun of Tom for his bedtime, so I thought that was kind of funny. They were like, okay. Oh, and Tom stayed up past 9 o'clock. That was good. And yeah, I just think when he's around people who are sort of on the same level as him, which, let's be real, who's on the same level as Tom Brady?
Like
just
Jordan.
Not many.
Yeah,
I think he finds it easier to be himself.
Yeah.
But I'm did learn, again, that like Tom really hates Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say Jewish people. I don't know why you said Tom hates Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, I think. I mean,
because he's so
there was all those rumors coming out of Patriots land that, like, Tom wanted Jimmy gone, and he locked him out of the TB12 facility, which we don't know if any of these are true, but there were definitely rumors.
That makes me mad at Tom, because I like when the quarterbacks are nice. And like, honestly, I think it's from Jimmy is hot. Like, you know, Tom's obviously like hot, but it's not for me. Jimmy is like, that's for everybody. That's hot.
Jimmy is the most beautiful man I think I've ever seen in my life.
Watching him in the rain. Oh my God.
I really wanted a Notebook scene with Jimmy Garoppolo on Sunday night.
Hotter than Ryan Gosling.
It's still not over.
Okay, so wow. Okay, that's
well, they showed on the Manning cast, and they actually called him out because when the Patriots won the Super Bowl against Seattle, we all remember the play, the reaction on the sideline, Tom jumps up, and Jimmy is there like, hey, bro, give me a high five. And Tom just completely blows him off.
Left him
hanging.
And
leaves Jimmy hanging. I know, I would never leave Jimmy Garoppolo hanging. But so they show the clip and they're asking Tom all about it. And he just was like, sorry, Jimmy. Like
oh, wow.
There's something there.
And was Peyton like, you can't give him a high five. I kissed Papa John.
Papa John did come up later in the broadcast.
Amazing.
All right. Our next guest was Sue Bird.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, did she talk about the wedding?
No.
I want to know about it. Okay.
That's a Megan that we could have on our show.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. She goes on our Hall of Fame board too. Did they talk about, now I believe Eli has two, Peyton has two, Megan has four championships, right? Sue has four. Okay. So did they talk about her having more championships than them?
They did. What was the quote? The Manning quote.
Takes two Mannings to equal one Sue Bird.
It's pretty close. It was almost exactly that. And they had a little graphic where they showed all the different championships. So that was clearly a highlight. You hit it out of the park there. The other thing that was talked about was retirement speculation.
What'd she say?
Well, I almost thought Peyton spoiled it because he was like, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, he didn't even say a lot of people. He's like, basically was like, oh, so you're going to retire. And then he's like, oh, we'll go to break. And then they went to break and came back. And then Peyton was like, so there's been speculation. And he gave the advice to not allow Rob Lowe to announce her retirement.
Wow. I love that every time they go to commercial, it's just because they have to tell Peyton or Eli to stop doing something. They're not even like, they're like, we don't even have ads to run. We just need Peyton to apologize for letting Marshawn say fuck. It's a great show. It's a great show.
And last but not least was Drew Brees. And honestly, I think Drew Brees needs to work in golf because I almost fell asleep. I have no notes on Drew Brees. I have Eagle Creek. I'm supposed to ask you about Eagle Creek.
That's a park in Indy. I guess they both share Indiana. That's interesting. They talk about Eagle Creek. I mean, my dad's company used to have like picnics there. Did they talk about Christ? I feel like Drew loves Christ.
I think they both love God, but I think they try to keep God off TV.
And how was Drew's birthmark looking?
I didn't notice it. So they keep them in these tiny, tiny little boxes on the side. And I really didn't notice the birthmark.
Well, and Sunday Night Football, they have him with a good angle. You know, it's on, he Barbara Streisand and was like, my left is my good side. And so you can't really see it. And obviously they've got good makeup on it, but it's almost non-existent. Did they talk about his hair replacement surgery?
They did not talk about it, I think they should have talked about it with both Brady and Drew Brees.
Yes. And like Peyton, it's like, you've got the biggest forehead and you poke fun at it. So why can't these men talk about how they clearly got hair from their ass put on their head?
If that's ass hair, I gotta admit, like, their ass hair looks nice.
No, I think it's like neck hair or something. People out here, if you think crystals are big, ooh, men in LA love to get their hair put on.
Well, I think Brady did it right. Like, I would go to Brady's guy. I mean, the last couple years, he's gotten a little bit intense with the hair plugs. But compared to Drew Brees, I think Brady's look way better.
Yeah. Well, and Brees, it was just so drastic. You know, we saw him in that, was it the NFC Championship game? Yeah, that they lost, and you're like, he ain't got no hair. We saw him on Sunday Night Football, and I was like, who is that? He had, like, Richard Pryor's hairline. It's like, okay, sure.
Oh, hair plugs. Would you donate hair to your husband for hair plugs?
Oh, 1,000%.
Can it work like that?
CJ doesn't need it. CJ has that gorgeous Filipino hair, and it's, like, it's really annoying. He has, like, a gorgeous head of hair and then, like, no arm hair and, like, the smoothest arm skin. And it's, like, in what? Because, like, Irish people, we have a lot of hair, but then it's, like, we're hairy other places, too.
Yeah, very, very hairy.
Not Filipinos. They did it right. They did it
they
right.
They got the head hair and they're smooth everywhere else.
Yeah, what a gift. Not me. I've had the hairiest legs of my life during this pregnancy. And it's not even, I don't even have a baby bump yet. Like, I can't shave my legs. I'm just fully refusing to. Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you for doing the Manning cast homework. It sounds like it was a fun one, though.
It was great. I mean, they really don't ever disappoint. And we had a couple weeks where we had it consistently. So I think the fact that it went away and came back made me want to watch even more.
Yeah. And it was just really upsetting to Colts fans that it wasn't on during that Monday night game where the Colts really shit the bed. I honestly think Peyton's probably so happy he didn't have to watch that game and have reactions, though. I think it would have been like, it would have been too hard for him to be diplomatic.
Well, I do want to know, they have somebody when Peyton does his, you know, when he points things out on the screen and will draw and tell you, break down the play. They have somebody filming him, like, because they had an alternate angle this week. And I want to know who it is. Like,
it's
is it
mom.
His wife?
It's my mom.
She just goes over to his house and she's filming it.
My mom goes down there. No, I bet. Yeah, I bet it's not his wife. I don't think she's hands on in Peyton's career, if you know what I mean. I'm guessing it is maybe like a PA, a producer they send.
They just send someone to his...
And then Eli was probably like, can I get one? And they were like, no, you can't. Peyton gets two angles, you get one. Fucking take it. And he's like, I got as many Super Bowls. And they're like, Eli, we all know. Okay. All right. So speaking of Tom Brady, he accomplished his 600th touchdown pass. Now, when they were showing, like... It was a big deal when someone got to 100 back in the day. And it seems like with the amount of success and the amount of time that Brady has played, this may be a number that no one else ever hits.
Yeah, I mean, it was easy to say a couple weeks ago. Everyone's like, oh, Mahomes will get there. But look what happened now.
So.
Not so easy.
I don't
think, so. I think 600 is going to be tough to top for anybody.
Yeah. So it was a Mike Evans touchdown, who is on my fantasy team and who has been pretty terrible. So happy to see him. All it took was the rest of the Bucs offense being out. But he caught the ball and then handed it to a celebrating Bucs fan. And then there's video of him, someone telling him on the sideline, like, that was his 600th pass. And he's like, oh, no. Oh, shit. Like, kind of, like, laughing, but also, like, is Tom going to kill me? Like, is Giselle going to murder me?
They're all so terrified of him.
100%, as they should be. So give us the rundown of the fan gave the ball back and has been rewarded with some, like, a goodie bag of gifts. What does that include as of right now?
He got, it literally is a goodie bag. He will receive 2 signed jerseys plus a helmet from Tom, a signed Mike Evans jersey plus his game cleats, a $1,000 credit at the Bucks team store, 2 season tickets for the remainder of this season and next season.
Okay. And then I think Tom said somewhere that he's going to give him 1 Bitcoin.
He said that on the Manning.
Okay.
The Manning kid. But I think he was trying to be like, oh, I'm in with the kids and Bitcoin. Oh, I don't think he's really giving him a Bitcoin.
Okay. Because someone was saying 1 Bitcoin is $62,000. And so, you know, prop bettors, our dear boss Sal, everybody's weighing in and saying whether or not this is a good trade. Megan, you know Tom.
We're close personal friends.
That's your guy. What do you think about this that goodie bag in exchange for the 600th ball?
Well, I let it be known to the world, the podcast world, that ever since Tom left the Patriots, I've had a really hard time with it. Like I really don't like him. And a lot of Patriots fans get mad at me about this. Like, how can you not like him? He's changed. Mm. So even last night watching him on the Manning cast, I'm like, look at this guy. He comes in and he has his TB12 logo on his chest. I'm like, he's just all about him. He's all about branding. And I get it. He has every right to be, but I'm annoyed by him. So when he's like chuckling, laughing, I think Tom owes this guy a lot more. Like $1,000 at the Bucks team store? What? Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I think Tom needs to literally open up his wallet and give this kid something. He deserves it.
So this guy was in front row seats in the end zone, which are not of a Super Bowl team, Super Bowl champion team. So
but it's the Bucks. Like, no one cares.
I know, but I don't think those are cheap seats.
No, they you know, can't like, be. This but maybe it was a gift.
This guy isn't a Make-A-Wish case, you know? So my feeling on it is, like, some of it, too, it's like he's a Bucks fan. He's obviously a huge Tom Brady fan, whether he was before or not. He is now. That, like, sometimes it's okay to just do a nice thing for the team you love, too. I was trying to put myself in his position where it's like, we have become so cynical, and this is so self-righteous of me, to be like, oh my God, this man needs to be given so much shit. When it's like, if the Colts even looked at me and were like, hey, can we have, be like, what do you want? Like, I'll give you anything. Like, it is kind of a joy in some ways. Like, he's the anti-Steve Bartman. You know, like, he is getting to do for the team in a way that will make him probably feel good and be like, you know, Tom owes me for the rest of his life. That I think whatever they gave him, $1,000 to the team store, I'd be like, give me $5,000 to the concession stands, okay? If I'm coming for 2 years, I'm going to be getting hot dogs, nachos, and as much Bud Light as my family can carry down to these seats. But it's like he gets to be the guy that gave the ball back, and I think that's worth – it's like a MasterCard. You know, it's like that's priceless in a lot of ways.
I see what you're saying, but I think – my issue is with Tom. I'm just like, all right, really? Like, it's your 600th one. It's going to go to Canton. It's not going to go to Tom. They need it for historical purposes.
They were going to get it back regardless.
Raking in money. So – give the guy a bone. Give him something. I don't know. I look at Tom and I'm like, you got 500, you got 600, you got 400. Like, they're probably all just sitting there collecting dust. Give the guy money if you want it.
Mike Evans is the dumbass. Someone should have told him. Like,
oh, well, okay. Brady is not going to throw on the ball for the next 4 weeks, so you better bench him because you know that's how it works.
No, I need him to throw in the ball. Oh, God, you think I should drop Mike Evans now? He's going to be so mad at him.
He's on Brady's list. That's what he does. He's like, you know what? Fuck up. You're not getting the ball. Sorry.
Okay, speaking of Tom, that brings us to the Patriots, who have now beat the Jets 12 consecutive times. Do you feel bad for the Jets?
No.
Wow.
Not even a little.
Wow.
Do you like Jets fans?
You know, I know some Jets season ticket holders. One of my former agents is a Jets season ticket holder, and that she has a soft place in my heart. I feel bad for Jets fans because the organization, and I also feel bad for, I just feel bad kind of, like, I felt bad for the Bills, too. Just, like, I think being in the same division with them, I'm just like, damn, that. You know, I'm sad to be in the same division as Derrick Henry. I can't even imagine being in the same division as Tom Brady for that long. But it's like he's not there anymore. You know, like you're letting Matt Jones run all over you. Yeah.
I mean, I like the Bills fans. They're passionate. It takes very special people to voluntarily go through tables. So I like the Bills fans. I have a lot of respect for them. And I'm happy for them. I don't think I could ever be happy for Jets fans. Ever.
Now, and why, I may not know enough about Jets fans to despise them. What's their J-E-T-S, Jets? That's kind of cute, huh?
Well, like the whole Mangini thing, the New York, Boston thing, Jets fans are the worst. And I know the Giants play in the same stadium. The stadium is dumpy. No. What happened between the Patriots and the Giants. Just New York, Boston are never going to like each other. I think Belichick tries to beat the Jets. I mean, he tries to beat everybody, but I think he like really gets up for Jets games. Like he's looking to make a statement.
Wow. Okay. Well then 12 is a lot. That's hard. Cause it's hard to beat a team twice, you know, when you have to play a divisional rival in the playoffs, which, you know, luckily never happens with the Jets. That's like, it's really, you know, it's a difficult card to be dealt if you've got a team that's that dominant in your division. So,
well, the Patriots are lucky, too, because the Jets are exactly what they needed, right? They just had a couple of pretty bad losses. They need to get back on track. What better team to get back on track with than a big win over the Jets?
That's how I feel about getting to play the Texans and the Jaguars for 4 total games. Thank you. We'll take it. And the Colts still find a way to lose them. Okay. Wow. It is Halloween week, and I'm saying that with joy, but it is a stressful holiday, especially for someone that works in a creative field like me. People want you to have the funniest damn costumes all the time. But
so you're dressing up.
I am dressing up. As of now, I have at least 2 costumes.
Wow. Where are you going?
So 2 kids' parties, and then I'm doing a live podcast that is like costume sort of required for the panelist, I believe.
So I was thinking about this all morning because I saw it in our rundown. It was like, oh, what are you being for Halloween? And I was like, nothing.
That's what I wish. I wish.
I mean, I'm going to hand out candy to children. I bought nips to hand out to adults.
Nips.
And nips, like the little alcoholic. Okay.
And then I was like, wait,
should I get waters?
Is she wearing funny nipples on the outside? That's her costume for the kids, which I would be totally like.
I am dressing up as a nipple and handing out nips. Maybe I'll do that.
So Aaron Rodgers has said that his hair growth is because of a Halloween costume. We are going to find out. It's on Sunday, which it's like, I love when the holidays fall on the actual Sunday. It makes it so much more fun. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is growing his hair out to be?
He said on the Pat McAfee show that he was going to do it after somebody he inspires. He's inspired by, like one of his heroes.
Okay.
So I actually went through his entire social media, who he follows, to try to find out who maybe his hero is. And I could only find 2 with semi-long hair that would work out. And it was Harry Styles and Matthew McConaughey. Okay. But I don't think he's going to be either one of those.
No.
I know he's a big Office fan. So I think he's going to be a young Michael Scott.
Interesting. Okay. I think there is a chance that he is going as Shailene.
He's going to dress up as Shailene.
Yes. Like, they strike me as that type of couple. To be like, wouldn't it be funny if we went as each other?
And she's going to dress up as Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly, yes. And she'll be like, I don't even know what this costume is. You know, she's so like, what is football? What is ball foot? it's going to be an eye roll is what I'm anticipating. And I'm excited to see it.
I think he's going to be young Michael Scott, and I think she's going to be Pam.
I think that's a great guess. That is also very fucking basic. And I'll tell you my basic ass costume. I am going to the kids' party as Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, thank you. I love to go as a redheaded character. I'm definitely a dark auburn. Some people do not even consider me a redhead, but on Halloween I ride hard for the redheads. I've been Peg Bundy, Jessica Rabbit, Ariel. I still have Wendy of Wendy's fame to go, but Miss Frizzle has been a redhead bucket list for me.
I like it. Do you have the lizard that goes along? Isn't there a lizard?
You know what? I don't have the lizard. I do have a school bus purse. I have a Miss Frizzle dress. And then I have astronaut and Saturn earrings. And then I was going to not wear a wig, do my own hair like really frizzed out. Because, you know, there's a new Magic School Bus and Miss Frizzle has like a blowout.
There's a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one, and she has really pretty hair. I need to watch it. It's really fucked up, actually. okay. Mike Leach was interviewed on the sideline after, and he goes, "I hate candy corn." It was so funny. And went on such a tangent about Haribo and gummies and all of his favorite candy that here at Extra Points, we are having everyone weigh in on their most underrated and overrated candy choices. Megan, give us your most overrated.
I did love the interview. Something different, something entertaining.
Yeah.
I strongly disagree with him. I think candy corn is the absolute worst. It's complete trash.
He said he hates it.
Oh, I'm sorry. He hates it too?
He said
he loves it.
No, he said he hates it.
Okay, then we are on the same page. The most overrated candy, and I have it a threefer. It's Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, and Snickers. All three of them overrated.
Milky Way. Terrible. I think people are pretty down on Milky Ways. I think they're like, that's not what kids want. Okay, so those are your most overrated. I have to go with a crowd. Snickers I'm surprised by because I love Snickers.
They're good, but like overrated.
I like them. And I love Snickers ice cream. My most overrated, and I know this will be unpopular, is Kit Kat.
Really?
I don't like it.
At all?
I think it has no taste. It's just like chocolate around sort of like crunchy cardboard. It don't do it for me. What is your most underrated?
Swedish Fish.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I love it.
Also, Raisinets.
Raisinets are great, and you really only get them at the movies, but they're so good.
And a lot of people hate on raisins, so yeah, I'm here to raisins. Tell them they're wrong.
And I love raisins in things, in breads. Yes, please. My most underrated is Baby Ruth. I think they got a bad rap once they got thrown in the pool and everyone thought they were shit in Caddyshack. And they are messy. They do kind of like break apart. But I think if you think Snickers are overrated, maybe give Baby Ruth a try. Because I think it's like, it tastes like a more artisanal Snickers.
I love that you consider Baby Ruth artisanal.
Yeah, because like the peanuts are whole, I think. Who knows?
It might be the chopped peanuts and Snickers, though. I just think they're good. Like, I'm not going to turn down a Snickers if someone gives me a Snickers. I just don't think they live up to the hype.
Yeah. And we didn't rank Twix or Reese's because I think, personally, those are rated right where they're supposed to be, at the top. Ooh.
Peanut M&Ms are my all-time favorite candy.
They're so good. So good. And the commercials. I love them. They're like, those commercials have been on for 30 years, and I'm like, I will never tire of the hijinks of what the M&Ms are up to. And the green sexy M&M, I was her 1 year too.
That's a great costume.
Yeah. She just, it's now, like, lashes.
Now, as a commercial enthusiast, I'm surprised that you don't like Kit Kats because that song was so catchy.
It is great. I think the song is better than the cat, the kid or the cat.
Hmm.
I know. And I like Kix cereal. You know, like I do like, it's just, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't read candy. It's not enough.
Are you with Mike Leach and me with candy corn?
I will eat a candy corn. I don't love it. Yeah, it's not, you know, it's, I think it's thought of as like people love it or hate it. I don't love it and I don't hate it. It's sort of like cilantro for me. It's one of those things where it's like, I know I'm supposed to have a strong opinion, but I'm kind of like, eh, I don't need it, but I don't hate it.
I feel that with cilantro. It does not taste like soap for me. Does it taste like soap for you?
I used to fucking hate it. Like if it touched something, I would like cry. And now I've evolved. Now I'm like, this isn't my favorite, but
LA Megan likes cilantro. Indianapolis Megan was like, get this shit off of my
food. I'm more accepting now. I'm more accepting. Okay. We have this final topic. I feel like we're going to want to give it more time to spread its wings. Maybe we just save it for next week. You know, we've got months ahead of us to discuss this.
Do we want to give a little teaser?
Yeah, we do. I would like to invite everyone in on this. I'm trying to monetize my fetus and my pregnancy journey. So as we near the due date, which is months away, no belly showing. No one even thinks I look like I've gained any weight. I will be having all of our Megan Fun of Sports listeners and fans and my co-host weigh in on how to raise a good sports fan. I am a diehard Colts, Pacers, semi-Purdue fan. My husband picks teams, 75 of them a day, and it really pisses me off. There's already been Lakers stuff arrive at my house. There's already Bulls stuff arrive. It's like you can't have two NBA teams. It's fucking insane. And so I will need support and help, and there's no one I trust more than Megan and all of you people that I do not know to help me in raising this child.
Yeah, we have to figure out how it is that you raise a sports fan. Like, do you tell them who they're going to root for? That's how I was raised. I turned out okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was an option. Just like, well, my dad hates these people. I guess I hate them too.
Yeah, that's how I was raised. And as I grew and spread my wings, I picked some of my own teams, picked some of my own players. But then, like our pal Sal, he allowed his child to pick his own team, and he's a Steelers fan.
Ooh, so that will not be happening. Yeah. There'll definitely be some no-fly teams, and if the kid hates me, it will obviously love those teams. Oh, shit.
So you're like, Steelers kid, you're up for adoption.
Yeah. If you see that my kid is a Steelers fan, all it says is, oh, damn, Megan's kid hates her. Which has a strong possibility, you know?
No, not yet. Not at least for, you know.
No, not five, until he's like 10.
Oh, I said 5.
No, 5 is probably. 10 is wishful thinking for sure. Megan, it was so great seeing you.
Megan, it's always great. I had a lot of fun today. Thank you. And good luck with your Halloween costume. Maybe if I make a friend in Florida, which hasn't happened yet, but if I make some friends and get invited to a Halloween party, I'll have a costume to report back on.
Florida, I feel like you probably can't make fun of Floridians to their face. I'm like, you could just like go as a Floridian and, you know.
Do you think they'd get it?
No. They'd be like, oh, are you from Alabama? And you're like, yeah. Okay. Are you Amy Winehouse? Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's who I am. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. See you next week.
Bye.